Mr. Humphreys and friends. It seems quite a long time since I last spoke in this place. In fact, I was doing a few calculations only a few minutes ago, and I discovered that it was now 8 years since I had the opportunity of addressing an audience in this place. And in the course of those 8 years, a very great deal indeed has happened. A great deal has happened in the world outside, happened politically, happened, of course, economically. We all know that very well. Happened perhaps culturally too. And not only in this greater world, but also in our, in one sense, smaller, in one sense, even bigger world of Buddhism, in the West, in England, things have been happening and changes have been taking place. Possibly it's not too great an exaggeration to say that in the course of the last 8 years, the whole character, the whole face of Buddhism in England, perhaps in the West generally, has radically and crucially changed. If I was asked to describe that change, if I was asked to put just one word to it, I would say that as compared with a few years ago, as compared with 8 years ago, people who participate in, who are involved in the Buddhist movement, are now involved in it much more existentially, much more deeply, much more wholeheartedly than ever before. People, I find as I talk to them nowadays, are much more concerned with the actual application of the Dharma, of the teaching of the Buddha, to all aspects of their lives. And for this reason, they seem to be putting a greater and ever greater amount of effort into the actual treading of the path. We may say that people are making an even greater effort to evolve than before. And because they are doing this, because they are more existentially involved, because they are more wholehearted, because they are putting more energy, more effort into their spiritual life, into their own evolution, changes are of course taking place in them. Changes in their being, changes in their consciousness. And because of this change, because they are different, when they look out on the world, they begin to see things differently. They begin to experience things differently, not as before. What was formerly of importance, or what seems to be of importance, becomes no longer of importance, and vice versa. Of course, as one gets more deeply involved, as one changes, there are problems, new problems, perhaps even quite difficult problems arising, but also there are splendid new opportunities. And one can say perhaps that one's Buddhist life in the course of these last 8 years, if one has been coming along regularly, if one has been involved in the movement continuously, one's Buddhist life has simultaneously, during this period, broadened and deepened. And not only that, as one actually treads the path, as in fact one oneself becomes that path, because one is now beginning to be the path, not just to think about it as something objective, as one is to some extent oneself now the path, one begins to understand the nature of that path even more clearly than ever before. One begins to see that within, as it were, the one great central path, there are different paths, as it were, minor paths, or rather, one may say, one begins to see there are different ways of following the path, some ways perhaps more helpful than others. And as one evolves in this way, as one's experience deepens in this way, as one gets to know the path better than before, one begins, in particular, to appreciate the importance for one's whole future spiritual development of what we may describe as the absolutely basic distinction between the path of regular steps and the path of irregular steps.